The Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
I'm joined by Mr. Enwich Kadondo. Welcome, sir.
No, thank you.
Can you explain to us as to what the Namibian Building Workers Pension Fund is?
The Namibia Building Workers Pension Fund is basically a pension fund that was founded to cater to the construction sector. As we all know, the construction sector is one of the vulnerable sectors in the country. And as a result, employees that were employed in that sector were not getting all the necessary benefits that any other average folk out there would normally be entitled to. One of those benefits would be a pension benefit, which is very quite important, but then due to the nature of the sector, pension funds found it very difficult to implement such benefit in the construction sector.
Who qualifies to benefit from this pension fund?
Primarily the beneficiaries of this pension fund would be the workers in the construction sector. However, of recent, their pension fund has expanded. Actually, we have amended the rules of the fund in order to sort of increase the number of sectors that we can cover. So at this point in time, we focus on the construction sector and all the other sectors that are closely related to the construction sector. Sectors such as the architects, the engineers, all those are sectors that are not just related, but dependent on the construction sector.
The fund has called on the beneficiaries to claim their benefits. Can you explain this?
Yeah, this fund historically had issues with a high number of unclaimed benefits held in the fund. And this was specifically raised over and over by the regulator. And when the trustees of the fund decided to do something, to take some drastic steps in order to address this concern. So we, as of 2023, we have commenced with a campaign which is obviously targeting these beneficiaries of these unclaimed benefits, tracing them and to locate them and ensure that we pay these benefits to these particular members.
Yes. In case of death of the pensioners, what procedures to be followed by beneficiaries for themselves to claim their benefits?
Well, in terms of cases of death, the procedures are more or less the same. It's just that in this case, the party that triggers the process to commence would then be one of the beneficiaries of the member. So the process is the same in the sense that these beneficiaries can approach our offices and we will also again provide them all the necessary forms that they need to complete. However, in this instance, we will require statements under oath and we will also look at, compare this particular claimant, because at that point, that particular person is claiming to be a beneficiary. But then we will obviously do our due diligence in order to ascertain ourselves that this person is indeed entitled to this benefit. And if that person happens not to be entitled to the benefit, that particular person still remains the trigger point that would allow us to then trace any other beneficiary that is then entitled to this particular benefit, and it will be paid to the beneficiaries that are nominated by their primary member.
Yeah.
Yes.
What efforts has the fund made to trace these pensioners or their benefits, and what challenges have you encountered while tracing them?
Well, the fund has indicated that as of last year, we have commenced with a campaign that is targeting the beneficiaries and as well as the unclaimed members. This is a campaign that is being handled under the PO's office. We have dedicated a full department that assists with the tracing of these particular members. We have been simply calling them. Some of these members are members out there. They are either employed in any other sector or they are retired at this moment. However, most of them do not even know that they are entitled to any benefits from the fund. So we simply just call them. These are efforts that we have seen were not made before. And before we can take any other drastic action we decided to just start with the bare minimum, which is to call the members on the particular contact numbers that we have, and also to use other relevant methods. Social media was quite critical in this process as well, because we have been struggling to contact these particular members due to numbers that have been disconnected, especially with the exercise of the likes of the MTCs and the telecoms, where they had to disconnect some of the numbers. So due to that, that also caused some sort of a challenge to us. But then through the usage of different methods, as indicated, such as social media, we were able to gather updated contact details of these members and then trace them down and manage to pay some of them.
How do unclaimed benefits become a burden to the funds, and what is the law saying in this regard?
Well, if pension fund cannot accept member contributions, if they cannot keep those member contributions safe, if they cannot grow those benefits, and if they are not able to return those specific funds back to the members, then in essence, it cannot necessarily be a pension fund. Because the primary goal of a pension fund is to accept contributions from members, to keep them safe, to grow such funds, and then at the end, return them as benefits to the members. So the fact that we have such huge unclaimed benefits, it is obviously a point that can raise an eyebrow to any person out there. So besides the other technical explanations of why it is a liability, let's just start from there. What is a pension fund if we are not able to return this money back to the members as a benefit? So that's the starting point. Now, besides that, if a pension fund fails to trace down and to return these funds back to their members as a benefit, they are obliged by law to transfer these funds to the Master of the High Court. Now, if we are not able to, because we are the primary or the first step or the first connection between these funds and the members themselves. So if we are not able to locate these members, once these funds have been transferred to the Master of the High Court, what are the chances of these beneficiaries ever gaining access to these funds? That is the second question that one needs to answer. So it is a must that we have to try to do all that we can to ensure that we are able to trace these members and pay back these funds to these members before we can even think of transferring these funds to the Master of the High Court.
What role do employers play in the process of tracing beneficiaries?
Well, the whole process, in fact, starts with the employers, because all the contact details that we have of these members, we get them from the employers. By law, once the employer sends through contributions that they have deducted from their employees, they are supposed to send information in a sort of a contribution schedule. There are relevant forms that employers are also completing in order to give information to the fund. There are also other forms, such as the beneficiary nomination form, that we also use to update the information of the particular members of the fund. So if the employers play their role, and if they ensure that their employees update these relevant forms, it makes it very easy for us when we have to trace them, because then we will obviously be sitting with the latest information from the employers. But I need to applaud the employers, because they have been really playing their part thus far. I think without them, we would not have achieved whatever we have achieved in regards to tracing and the payment of the unclaimed benefits.
Yeah.
Yes.
Enrich, just the last question. What message do you have to beneficiaries, pensioners, and former or current employers?
Well, in terms of the members, for as long as you know that you have, at some point, you have worked in the construction sector, and at some point you have been deducted money and indicated that it is being paid over to a pension fund, I would request you to contact any of our branches just to inquire whether that pension fund was indeed the Namibia Building Workers Pension Fund, whether your name appears on our records. Inquire if your name appears on our records, what the current benefit is, so that you can start the process of claiming. If you are entitled to your money, claim it. It's your money. There is no good that comes to the fund when the fund sits with these member funds. There is no good, actually. So we are then encouraging our members to submit all their claim forms, to contact our offices, to ensure that they are up to date with all their records. In terms of the employers, in regards to the employers, as much as we are saying thank you to them for the role that they have been playing, I want to encourage them to continue assisting the fund. We are all trying to ensure that our workers and our members are well taken care of, especially at the time when they are not able to work any longer. And normally a pension fund is all that they normally have to fall back on. So with that, I think that is the proper message to the two parties involved.
Thank you so much, Heinrich. It was lovely talking to you.
No, thank you so much.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.